Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. But hey there, BT and News listeners, how have you been? Yes, I'm back. I do want to thank, though, Mr. Will Green for filling in last week. Really, really appreciate that. Thank you, Will. But I must say, it's nice to be back in the saddle. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BT and News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is November 6, 2017. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that happened over the weekend. Coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Well, it looks like some people out there, they got an iPhone X, about 25 of you, right? Is that about right? We're not able really to enjoy it just like that. Why? Well, because of activation problems. This is mainly, though, for users that are in the United States. It seems that when they got the phone home, and they were ready to get out and start their new iPhone X experience, iPhone 10, I don't know, I keep saying X, they were having carrier activation issues. Most were on AT&T. Funny that it's AT&T. Remember 10 years back with activation issues for the first iPhone? Hey, talk about deja vu. AT&T was blaming it on the heavy congestion with so many devices being released into the wild at once, saying that their systems were basically just being overworked. As of today, if you still haven't got your new iPhone 10 activated, AT&T says it's all been fixed. You shouldn't have any problem now. The only problem now is if you didn't get an iPhone 10, you're probably going to have to wait till 2018. Facebook Messenger, not only the place for chat, but the place for spam now. Yes, what used to be a nice and quiet space for all of us has now turned into commercialism. Because Facebook's going to let all businesses send sponsored messages to you now. Now, of course, there's going to be rules that these businesses that send these sponsored ads are going to have to follow. They can only send you one message per 24-hour period. And they can only be sent to a person who has actually previously chatted with that business. Meaning, if you haven't had any communication with any businesses, you should be fine. However, though, if you're like a lot of people nowadays, where it's just the simplest thing to do, get ready for a flood of messages. Of course, this is no surprise that we're seeing this now. We all know that Zuckerberg told investors just a few months ago that about 20 million businesses use Facebook month to month to actually communicate with their customers. Meaning I can hear Facebook's bank account, it's getting bigger. It has to be said, even though it seems like we're getting a lot of software out there that's supposed to be the finished product, still feels beta. Nonetheless, though, there is software out there that does actually say this is beta. And a lot of it comes from Google, of course, Microsoft. How about Netflix to add into that mix? Yes, indeed. Now, Netflix actually was part of beta testing before through the Google Play Store, and that was way back in 2016. Then they decided, we're just going to shut this down. This ain't working so well. Well, apparently they've had a change of heart, because Netflix in beta is coming back to the Play Store. So what does this mean for you, the user, and how can you join into the beta testing? Well, that's actually the simple part. All you got to do is download the Netflix app in the Play Store. Then after that, decide to opt in for the beta features. Then go through that mumble jumble of how some things may work, your app may crash, it may not be the same experience, or it may be a better experience. That's why you're a beta tester. And finally, thank you to Batwinch for this and finally story. This one made me laugh. Talk about taking it to extremes with being pissed off with your ISP. This is definitely it. I'm sure a lot of you over there in the UK are familiar with the Open Reach program from BT. You know, trying to get out the internet to everybody. Well, apparently Templeton residents just aren't happy with that outreach. Because many are struggling there to get speeds of even 1 megabit. Holy moly. Now, apparently this place is extremely rural, and the rollout of fiber broadband, it's a little challenging. Although stating a fact, the residents have actually been complaining about this for years. Now, apparently BT managed to get some fiber cable laid, but just not quite far enough. They needed to go about 8 more kilometers, and you can understand why residents are going, oh my god. So what did these villagers decide to take into their own hands? Well, you might be familiar with that Open Reach effigy. Yeah, they decided to set it ablaze. I guess that'll do it. Definitely gives a whole new meaning to blazing internet speeds. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for all things BTN. Please have a look for yourself and see what you've been missing if you haven't been over there already. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm also on Twitter too at Kyle Swagger, and of course our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Why don't you come on over and join us? You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back back for your Tuesday edition. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.